Remember when Malcolm Turnbull and Clive Palmer were buddies, dining together on Peking duck and finishing it off with a banana split? That was when Tony Abbott had the top job, and the relationship was strong between Clive Palmer and Malcolm Turnbull, so much so that people became suspicious, thinking maybe Malcolm is courting Clive behind the scenes, and considering that Tony struggled to get Clive on board with a lot of his agenda, they were thinking, well, maybe this is part of the secret agenda from Malcolm Turnbull to get into the lodge and then have the support of Clive Palmer. Well, part of the story worked out. Malcolm Turnbull's made his way into the Prime Minister's office, but the relationship between Clive Palmer and Malcolm Turnbull ain't so flash anymore. In Question Time today, Malcolm Turnbull has been accused of just being a seat warmer for Tony Abbott. So Clive Palmer, in his own fantasy land, has got it in his head that somehow there's always a giant conspiracy with Clive. He thinks that this is a Liberal Party conspiracy. What they did is they moved Tony Abbott out of there, they whack Malcolm Turnbull in for a while, and then just to get past the next election, and then all of a sudden Malcolm will be reefed out of the PM's office and Tony will be shoved back in there. But while he's raised this question with Malcolm Turnbull in Question Time, he's also reminded Malcolm Turnbull about something that Malcolm Turnbull would probably rather forget, and that is the Prime Minister's investments in the Cayman Islands, which is known to be an area where there are tax question marks, let's say. And I'm not suggesting that the Prime Minister's done anything improper in regards to his taxation, but he has had these stories published about him before and about some of his investments being in the Cayman Islands. So here's Clive Palmer ripping into Malcolm Turnbull during Question Time.
As Australia's third oldest Prime Minister, if you're still Prime Minister after the election, will you serve a full term in Parliament, or will you retire to your unit in New York and do a switcheroo with a member for Warringah, sustaining yourself with innovation and growth opportunities your investments have provided for the people of the Cayman Islands? It's never been a more exciting time to be a Cayman Islander. Are you a seat warmer?
And if he hadn't found it so amusing as to be laughing right through it, we might have been able to hear most of it. But nonetheless, I gather the Honourable Member is inquiring about my health, and I thank him for his interest, and I can assure you I'm in the very best of form.
Oh, there you go. Ouch. Malcolm and Clive look like they've gone from friends to frenemies. And I know that Malcolm was saying, oh, well, if you hadn't have started laughing at your own joke, we might have been able to hear you. I could hear him loud and clear, Malcolm. And I got a feeling you could too. Poor old Malcolm, his poll numbers are down and he's even lost Clive as a mate. Banana split, anyone?